Hey everyone, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat, coming to you from this rickety old vehicle that I drive for a living. It's Tuesday, and it's kind of a screwed up day. I had dropped off the van to get work done, well, the bus, it's not a van, to get work done Friday night, and I had told my boss there was only two people that were going out today so that we could call a cab service, and cab service is very expensive. And then I overslept and wasn't planning on getting up because I figured the van wouldn't be ready. So I didn't schedule, you know, didn't set my alarm, blah, blah, blah. Missed a bunch of phone calls, some texts. My boss is just livid. Why? Well, because there was actually, let's see, seven people going out this morning. And somebody's head is going to roll. Hopefully not mine. But I know that she's not happy. And job reviews are coming up in 3 months. And yeah, I think somebody's going to feel the wrath of something. And but yeah, she's like, how soon can you get here? And I'm like, well, even though I only live 6 minutes away, an hour, she calls me and I'm like in the shower. She's like, too much information. I'm like, okay, well, I'm trying to get ready to get to, you know, to come to work. And people were very upset. And my first person going out was 7:30 this morning. They were very upset. And I apologized. You can only do so much. But like I said, for the most part, I'm very dependable. And then tonight I'm taking the Red Hat ladies out to dinner since I had to cancel the Monday they were going to go out because I was taking my man child to school. So now we're going to Texas Roadhouse. Yum, yum. And then tonight after work, we're going to drop off the van. And tomorrow is my day off. There's nobody scheduled, so it would work better if I had dropped off the van. But whatever. But my boss wants me to come in and clean. Can you imagine? Clean. Me. Clean. The building. Because we've got the state people are coming in to do inspections in June. Like the first. So, all right, I'll finish this later. Bye. Okay, I was just thinking. My coworker, who makes the arrangements with the cab company, one of the residents had asked her to call her doctor and say that she was going to be there on time, she was going to be late. And my coworker said she would, you know. And then she tells me that she had no intention on calling the doctor. And I said, so you lied to the resident. Now, this coworker goes to church faithfully Wednesdays and Sundays and is very involved in the church. And she posts all these Facebook statuses, praise the Lord, my God is good, blah, blah, blah. And then when I asked her about the schedule for today, she said, no, these people have always been on the schedule. And I said, are you absolutely sure? Because I remember seeing it only two people. And so somebody had been adding all these other pickups, doctor's appointments and stuff. She says, oh no, they were there. And then I thought about it. If you lied to a resident about you were going to call the doctor, you can lie to me because I'm not, you know, I mean, you can lie. And then you're putting all these Facebook statuses about praise the Lord and God is good. And okay, yeah, God is good, whatever. But I guess that's one of the reasons why I don't go to church like I do. Maybe that's why I don't act the way, because I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to be one of those people that go, you're a liar. And doesn't the Bible say something about God hates liars more than, you know? So according to her beliefs, then you're going to have to repent for your sins because you can't get into heaven. See, this is where I have this whole dilemma. My head is hurting and just thinking of all this stuff. Okay. Thought I'd share with everybody. Later, news people.